Listening task, page 140. You hear people talking in eight different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man talking about a film he has been to see. What was his reaction to the film? A. He was disappointed with it. B. He thought it was excellent. C. He hated the whole thing.
I went to see The Secret Spy last night, as I'd read some excellent reviews of it in the papers. It was really exciting at the beginning, when the spy escaped from prison, disguised himself as a priest and managed to steal the top secret documents from the president's office. But then it started to get confusing and the ending was quite ridiculous, which was a real shame as it started off so well. I went to see The Secret Spy last night, as I'd read some excellent reviews of it in the papers. It was really exciting at the beginning, when the spy escaped from prison, disguised himself as a priest and managed to steal the top secret documents from the president's office. But then it started to get confusing and the ending was quite ridiculous, which was a real shame as it started off so well.
2. You hear a young man talking about a rock concert he saw. What happened? A. The police arrested all the fans. B. The band played well. C. Rain stopped the performance.
I had been looking forward to the concert for ages. Then on the big day it poured. Fortunately, though, the rain had stopped by the time the band came on. They gave an excellent performance, although they stopped playing for a bit at one point because of troublemakers in the crowd, and the police had to come on and calm everything down. Apart from that, though, I had a great time, and I'd definitely go and see them again. I had been looking forward to the concert for ages. Then on the big day, it poured. Fortunately, though, the rain had stopped by the time the band came on. They gave an excellent performance, although they stopped playing for a bit at one point because of troublemakers in the crowd, and the police had to come on and calm everything down. Apart from that, though, I had a great time, and I'd definitely go and see them again.
3. You hear a woman talking to another person. What is she talking about? A. Her car. B. Her bicycle. C. Her hair.
Well, it is very dirty, yes. Give it a wash if you have time, but, well, much more important really is to repair the gear shift. It's really giving me a lot of trouble and sticking all the time. Makes it difficult to drive. No need to fill the petrol tank, just concentrate on the gears. Well, it is very dirty, yes. Give it a wash if you have time, but, well, much more important really is to repair the gear shift. It's really giving me a lot of trouble and sticking all the time. Makes it difficult to drive. No need to fill the petrol tank, just concentrate on the gears.
4. You overhear an old man talking about the time he spent in Paris. What was he doing there? A. He was designing buildings. B. He was on holiday. C. He was at university.
I'll never forget the 3 years that I spent as a student in Paris. It was an ideal environment for learning, what with all its museums and fabulous architecture. After my morning lectures, I would go and eat my lunch on the banks of the Seine, where there was always an artist or two sketching the view. And in the evenings, my friends and I would stroll down to the left bank, where we'd sit and argue about art and politics over coffee until the early hours. I'll never forget the 3 years that I spent as a student in Paris. It was an ideal environment for learning, what with all its museums and fabulous architecture. After my morning lectures, I would go and eat my lunch on the banks of the Seine, where there was always an artist or two sketching the view, and in the evenings my friends and I would stroll down to the left bank, where we'd sit and argue about art and politics over coffee until the early hours.
5. You overhear a couple having an argument. What are they arguing about? A. Their neighbour. B. Their lodger. C. Their dog.
Brian, he's got to go.
But why?
Well, first of all, he smells. It's so embarrassing when guests come round, and what about the furniture? He's chewed the sofa to bits, and it takes ages to get all the hairs off the carpets.
Come on, Julie, you're overreacting.
I am not. You know, Mrs. Davis phoned me again this evening. She said he didn't stop barking all day. Seriously, Brian, I've had enough. He's going. Brian, he's got to go.
But why?
Well, first of all, he smells. It's so embarrassing when guests come round, and what about the furniture? He's chewed the sofa to bits, and it takes ages to get all the hairs off the carpets.
Come on, Julie, you're overreacting.
I am not. You know, Mrs. Davis phoned me again this evening. She said he didn't stop barking all day. Seriously, Brian, I've had enough. He's going.
6. You hear a man talking about his job. What does he do? A. He is a computer programmer. B. He is a painter and decorator. C. He is a van driver.
I never thought I'd end up doing a job like this. I studied computers at university, so of course I expected to end up in programming. I did try it, in fact, but I hated being stuck in front of a screen all day, so this friend of mine who has a van suggested we start a business together. You know, I really love it. It's such a great feeling to make an old house look new again, and I especially like the outdoor work. I used to be afraid of climbing ladders, but I soon got over that. I never thought I'd end up doing a job like this. I studied computers at university, so of course I expected to end up in programming. I did try it, in fact, but I hated being stuck in front of a screen all day, so this friend of mine who has a van suggested we start a business together. You know, I really love it. It's such a great feeling to make an old house look new again, and I especially like the outdoor work. I used to be afraid of climbing ladders, but I soon got over that.
7. Listen to two people talking. Where have they just returned from? A. A party. B. A meeting. C. A sports event.
Oh, that was terrible, wasn't it?
Oh, I know. I don't care if I ever meet any of those people again.
Really? You'd think they were at a football match. All the shouting and pushing and everything.
And everyone trying to solve the world's problems, as if it was a meeting of the world's leaders or something.
I know, I know. All that fuss for a simple anniversary.
Well, all I can say is never again.
Oh, that was terrible, wasn't it?
Oh, I know. I don't care if I ever meet any of those people again.
Really? You'd think they were at a football match. All the shouting and pushing and everything.
And everyone trying to solve the world's problems, as if it was a meeting of the world's leaders or something.
I know, I know. All that fuss for a simple anniversary.
Well, all I can say is never again.
8. You hear a writer talking about books. What is she worried about? A. The selection of books available. B. The amount of TV that people are watching. C. The number of books that people are reading.
You know, I go around these big bookshops today, and I'm amazed at the variety of books that are available. We've never had such a selection to choose from. In spite of this, though, publishers keep reminding us that people are reading less and less. I don't know whether it's TV or computers or what that's responsible for this trend, but it does worry me a lot. You know, I go round these big bookshops today, and I'm amazed at the variety of books that are available. We've never had such a selection to choose from. In spite of this, though, publishers keep reminding us that people are reading less and less. I don't know whether it's TV or computers or what that's responsible for this trend, but it does worry me a lot.